What would you do if you knew you had only months to live? Randy Pausch faced this question not as a hypothetical exercise, but as his reality. Diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer, this computer science professor transformed his last lecture at Carnegie Mellon into an extraordinary gift, not just for the 400 people in attendance, but for his three young children who would grow up without him. With humor, wisdom, and remarkable clarity, Pausch didn't dwell on dying, but instead focused on living fully. "We cannot change the cards we are dealt," he told his audience, "just how we play the hand." After showing his CT scans with 10 liver tumors, he dropped to the floor and did push-ups, breaking tension with laughter and demonstrating that while death approached, he wasn't finished living yet. Our earliest aspirations reveal something essential about who we are. Pausch structured his lecture around his childhood dreams because they formed his life's navigation system. His parents created the foundation that made pursuing these dreams possible. Their dinner table required a dictionary within reach, and they prioritized education over entertainment. When teenage Randy asked to paint his bedroom walls with formulas and chess pieces, his father encouraged this self-expression, fostering his lifelong creativity. From experiencing zero gravity to becoming a Disney Imagineer, Pausch pursued his dreams with determination. When NASA refused to let him join students on the Vomit Comet, he found a loophole by offering to apply as a journalist. His Disney dream began at age 8 during a family visit to Disneyland. Despite rejection letters stating Disney had no positions for his particular qualifications, he persisted until joining their virtual reality team. "Brick walls aren't there to keep us out," he explained. "They're there to show how badly we want something." While achieving personal dreams brought fulfillment, Pausch found even greater joy in helping others achieve theirs. His groundbreaking Building Virtual Worlds course united diverse students, actors, engineers, artists, programmers, to collaborate on virtual reality projects. When their first assignments exceeded expectations, his mentor advised, "Go back and say, that was pretty good, but I know you can do better." This challenge pushed students further, making the course so popular that presentations moved to large auditoriums with hundreds attending. His most far-reaching contribution was Alice, free software using 3D graphics to make programming accessible. It employed what Pausch called a head fake. Students think they're making movies or games while actually learning programming fundamentals. The impact of his mentorship was evident when former student Tommy Burnett, who achieved his dream of working on Star Wars films, said, "I wouldn't be here if not for Randy." This wasn't just about teaching technical skills, but creating environments where people could discover their potential. Pausch offered wisdom beyond technical expertise. On feedback, "When you're screwing up and nobody says anything anymore, that means they've given up on you," viewing criticism as an act of caring. On time management, "Time must be explicitly managed, like money," advocating for to-do lists and priority evaluation. His perspective on challenges carried special weight given his diagnosis. "Brick walls are there for a reason, to give us a chance to show how badly we want something." He advised redirecting complaint energy toward solutions and emphasized honesty. "If I could only give 3 words of advice, they would be, tell the truth. If I got 3 more words, I'd add, all the time." These lessons resonated deeply because they came from someone facing mortality. Pausch's teachings reflected how he himself chose to spend his final months. Beneath Pausch's achievements runs a deeper current, the relationships that gave his life meaning. His marriage to Jai represents perhaps his greatest adventure. After meeting when she hosted his lecture at UNC Chapel Hill, he pursued her relentlessly. When she initially pulled away, his father advised that if she truly loved him, love would win out. Days later, she called. "I'm sitting here missing you. That means something, doesn't it?" Their wedding exemplified their relationship, joyful but challenging. They departed their ceremony in a hot air balloon that crashed through trees and narrowly missed a speeding train. "It was only dusk on our first day of marriage," Pausch reflects, "but we'd made it so far." When Jai accidentally damaged their cars, Pausch decided against repairs since they still functioned. These dented cars became a statement. Not everything needs to be fixed. During his last lecture, he arranged for Jai's birthday cake to be brought on stage. As 400 people sang and they embraced, she whispered, "Please don't die." A raw moment capturing the heartbreak beneath their brave faces and the reality of their imperfect but genuine love story. As Pausch's condition worsened, he focused on what he could leave for his children, Dylan, 6, Logan, 3, and Chloe, 18 months. "What pains me most isn't what I'll miss, but what they'll lose," he admitted. He created memorable experiences with each child and ensured they would know his love. From speaking with people who lost parents young, he learned what helped them most: knowing their parents' love, having reasons for pride, and understanding their parents died with cherished memories of them. He built memory lists, made videos, and wrote letters for his children, with his book and lecture becoming extensions of himself. When asked about dreams for his children, Pausch was direct. "I don't want specific dreams for them. I've seen too many unhappy college freshmen pursuing majors wrong for them because of parental expectations." His message was simple: "Kids, don't try to figure out what I wanted you to become. I want you to become what you want to become." As he concluded his lecture, he revealed the head fake, the hidden lesson. It's not about how to achieve your dreams, it's about how to lead your life. Pausch wasn't grateful for his cancer, but he valued the advance notice of death. This allowed him to prepare his family and leave his legacy under his own power. He maintained what his surgeon called the healthy balance between optimism and realism, treating cancer as another life experience rather than surrendering to it. His story resonates because it addresses mortality with grace and practicality. He acknowledges the pain of dying young without being defined by it, demonstrating how to use limited time with intention and joy. His legacy extends beyond technological innovations to provide a template for living well. What makes this book extraordinary is Pausch's perspective, facing death with humor, wisdom, and an engineer's practical approach. His story reminds us that dreams serve as compasses guiding us toward our truest selves. A life well lived isn't measured in years, but in love given, wisdom shared, and dreams pursued. When faced with the ultimate deadline, Pausch transformed it into his greatest teaching opportunity.